That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store and restaurant giving some instructions to Abner. Listen.
Abner, you can stop putting up them grocery orders for now, because I've got a great idea and I need your help on it.
Well, Lum, I've got to get these orders out. I'm way behind in them now. Have to spend half of my day being head waiter in your restaurant.
Well, the grocers can wait. This is more important.
Well, now, Lum, we're going to start losing customers here in the store shores of the world.
Well, I don't care if we do. This new idea of mine's going to build up business in the restaurant to where we might not need the store no more.
What are you going to do, get another bus line to come through Pine Ridge?
No. Now, listen, here's the way I look at the situation. We've got that bus business now. We know we can depend on that.
Yeah.
The passengers have got to eat here because this is the official stopover now.
Yeah, but, Lump, I've been wanting to talk to you. I noticed a lot of the passengers today never hardly ate none of them pancakes we served them at all.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. Maybe I'm making the pancakes a little too rich for them.
Too rich?
Yeah, I think I'll try making them a little plainer. Plainer and thicker.
You get them any plainer and thicker, you might just as well set a loaf of bread in front of the customers.
Well, anyway, we got the bus business, but we still ain't getting the local business.
I told you why that is, too.
We haven't had a single Pine Ridge person in here since we opened up. But this new idea of mine is going to change all that.
Going to set traps for them?
No. We're going on the party line with spot announcements.
Well, Lum, I still believe if I...
That's been our whole trouble. We ain't done no advertising. We ain't made the Pine Ridge folks restaurant conscious.
Restaurant conscious?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't the trouble. What the folks around here are afeard of is you're just going to make them plumb unconscious.
All right, now I can get along fine without them smart remarks.
Well, what's this thing you're going on a party line with, spotted what? You ain't bought a talking leopard, have you?
No, silly. I said spot announcements. You hear them on the radio all the time. Advertisements. You must listen to a thousand of them.
Well, I don't know. I heard a program the other night. They had a parrot on it that talked, but I don't believe I ever heard no leopard.
Well, I ain't said nothing about leopards. That was your idea.
Well, I don't know no other spotted animals. Well, setting zebras. No. They're black with white stripes. White with black stripes. Well, which is that, Lum?
I don't know and don't care.
No, well, I don't reckon make no difference except another zebra anyway.
I said spot announcements. That's them little announcements they give on the radio every hour. And half hour and 15 minutes. Try to sell stuff.
Oh, them things.
Sometimes they run programs in betwixt them so as you'll know when one spot announcement stops and another begins. Break them up that way.
Is that what you're going to do? Go on the radio?
No. I told you I was going on the party line. We ain't got no radio station here.
You're right. We ain't, no.
Every 15 minutes, me and you and Cedric and Doc Withers will get on the party line and give a spot announcement telling how good my restaurant is.
Well, Lord, I wouldn't know what to say on them things. I ain't never did none of them spotted announcements before.
Well, you don't need to worry about that. I've done got them all wrote out. All you got to do is just read them.
I have to read them?
Yeah.
Doggy, there must be some easier way than that, Mom.
Well, I never put no big words in the lines you're going to have to read.
Oh, good. Good for me. Hooray.
Grannies, I wish Cedric could get here. I want to get started on these. I want to get a big crowd in here for supper tonight if I can.
Tonight?
Yeah.
You mean we're going to do this spotted junk today?
Well, sure. Just as quick as we rehearse them over a couple of times.
Oh, Lord.
We're right on the air with them. Every 15 minutes.
Dog is nervous and jumpy to rabbit's nose already.
I hope Cedric recollects to bring his bird whistle with him.
Bird whistle?
Yeah, we're going to need a little music to start these things off.
Yeah, but what's Cedric bird whistle for, Lum? All he can blow on that is the meadowlark and the whippoorwill. And both of them sound just alike.
Yeah, well, I've decided to name this the Meadowlark Restaurant.
You have?
That'll sort of tie it up with the bird whistle.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe you're going to get many meadowlarks to eat them pancakes years old. And if they did, they couldn't fly off, I'll tell you that right now.
You know, Abner, I hate to brag on myself, but I believe I got these things worked out pretty good.
You have, huh?
Yeah, I listened to the radio all last evening, and I sat up half the night writing these announcements.
Yeah, but you're going to ground every meadowlark in the country if you get to feed them pancakes, Lum.
If they don't get me more local customers than I can handle, I'll never know what will.
Local customers.
Local customers. The ones that live here.
I never knowed we had any of them before.
Granny's, wait a minute. There's Cedric. Go back to Doc's office and tell him to come up here, and then we can get started rehearsing.
Yeah, all right. I'll get him up here.
If we hurry, we can get our first announcement on at 1:30 show. All right, fellas. I think we got them down pretty good now. Yeah, come on over here close to the telephone. We'll go on the air.
Yeah. Come on, Cedric. Come on. Don't be nervous.
I'm scared to death.
Cedric, now. Come on, step up here now.
I'll ring the fire alarm, get everybody on the line.
Yeah.
Fire alarm? My, it's too bad there has to be a fire just when we're getting ready to broadcast. What's burning?
Well, Doc, that's just the way we make a public announcement here in Pine Ridge.
Quiet, everybody. That ought to give them enough time to pick up the receiver.
Yeah, sure.
Stand by, fellas.
I hate to miss that fire.
Hello, everybody. There ain't no fire. This is just Lum Eddards, cook in chief and owner of the Pine Ridge's newest and latest eating place, the Meadowlark Restaurant.
Go ahead, Cedric.
That was the familiar call of the Meadowlark, calling all ladies and gents and kiddies to beautiful Meadowlark Restaurant, overlooking scenic Main Street right in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge. Folks, have you ever heard the following familiar scene take place in your home? All right, Abner. Step up here.
Oh, Gwendolyn, my dumb wife, what have you did? You have burnt the pork chops that we was going to have for our supper tonight.
Do not scold me, George. I am but yet a young bride.
Not now, Cedric. Cedric!
Well, do not worry, Gwendolyn, my darling. Throw the pork chops away and we will eat downtown.
Oh, but they ain't a decent place to eat in this town.
What? Have you not heard of the new Meadowlark Restaurant?
All right, Cedric, now.
Well.
All right, never mind. Yes, folks, if you burnt your pork chops, come down to the Meadowlark Restaurant, where you get the finest victuals you ever drawed a chair to.
For good eats, it is the Meadowlark.
Remember the name, spelled N-A-M-E. Tune in again in 15 minutes. Well, that went pretty good.
Yes, now we better find out where that fire is.
You're too late with that now, Cedric. This one's all over. All right, feller, stand by. Here goes the next one.
Well, wait just a minute now, Lom. I don't believe I can do another. My voice, it just might not give plumb out on me.
Well, you can do one or two more. We just did 13 so far this afternoon. You can do one more, undoubtedly. I've got 20 of them wrote up.
I'm getting my laryngitis back again, I'm fair.
Well, leastways do this one. It's just a short one. It's one of them where we give the time.
Well, we never did find out where that fire was. I hope it was nothing serious.
You better get your bird whistle ready there, Cedric.
Just
hello, folks. Here we are again, bringing you the correct time from the courtesy of Pine Ridge's Vittle Haven, the Meadowlark Restaurant. When you hear the sound of the Meadowlark, it will be exactly, step aside, Doc. I can't see the clock.
How's that?
Wait, Cedric. Not yet. Abner, what time's that clock say?
Oh, let's see, the big hand's on 9.
Just a minute, folks. Meadowlark's having a little trouble. No, Cedric.
I believe that clock stopped, Lum.
Oh, my goodness.
Why don't you call Western Union, Lum? They keep a fairly accurate check on the time.
Abner, look at your own watch.
No, that's no good. That's 5 minutes fast.
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Grandpappy Spears. Maybe he's got a watch.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Grandpap, do you know what time it is?
Oh, yeah. It's about 4:45, I believe.
I don't know.
Good. Hello, folks. When you hear the sound of the Meadowlark, it will be exactly 15 minutes to 5 o'clock.
Well, go on, Cedric.
Well?
Blow the whistle.
Ooh.
Better make that 14 minutes to 5. Thank you, folks. We'll be with you again at 5 o'clock.
Law, my voice just won't hold out for another one of them.
Well, maybe we've did enough anyway. If the folks in Pine Ridge don't know we've got the world's best eating place by now, they never will.
And doggies, they are, too. Grandpap, did you hear any of our spotted announcements today?
No, I never, Abner. I've been over watching the fire.
The fire?
Yeah, the switchboard over at the telephone office shorted out and caught on fire at noon, and every spavin-legged phone in town's been dead all day.
All right, Cedric, you can stop now. Listen again every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking.